referring to a convocation, which is also the Holy Sabbath.
让我们有机会一起来学习道理，互相勉励。
And thank God to give us this wonderful opportunity to study the truth together and to have mutual encouragement.
啊，求主帮助啊，让我们能够借着所得到的道理来得到造就。
And we pray to the Lord that through the truth that we study, that we can receive edification for our faith.
啊，早上继续来谈七教会的另外一个教会。
And this morning we'd like to continue our study on one of the church of the seven churches in Minor Asia in the book of Revelation.
我们知道这个启示录是神对我们啊这个整个世界末时的一种启示。
We know the book of Revelation, it is a revelation from God concerning the sign and the event that will take place in the last day of the world.
啊，启示录主题就是末世神的救恩。
And the main theme for the book of Revelation is the God's salvation in the last day.
好像古时候挪亚的世代，因为人罪恶很重，神要把当世代的灭掉。
And for example, just like during the time of the Noah, they were quite sinful. And God was about to destroy them with blood.
啊，所以神叫挪亚要造方舟。
And as a result, that God had instructed Noah to build the ark.
让相信的人进到方舟能够得救。
So that whoever believes can enter into Noah's ark and be saved.
啊，启示录谈到世界最后的结局。
And the book of Revelation also shared was the conclusion and the ending of the world.
啊，但是在这个末日要来到之前呢，神为我们人类预备了救恩。
But before the end of the world actually arrived, God has already prepared a salvation for us.
就是借着神的教会啊，末世的方舟来拯救世人。
That is through the church of God, which is the ark of the last day to save mankind.
所以启示录里面有谈到世界的结局跟教会的建设。
And that is why in the book of Revelation you will find it discussing the ending of the world and also the establishment of the church that comes from God.
神的教会在末世要扮演救赎的工作。
Because the church of God in the last days it will play the role of redemption.
那这个启示录一开始啊，约翰写信给七个教会。
At the beginning of the book of Revelation, John, he wrote letters to the seven churches.
这是使徒后期啊，在小亚细亚，现在土耳其当地的教会。
And this was the seven church that take time during the later stage of the apostolic church. And the location of the seven church,
每一个教会
in Minor Asia, which today is Turkey.
每一个教会里面都有它一些优点。
And every church has its good point and virtue.
比如说他们劳苦忍耐殷勤做工。
And the Bible says that they persevere and they work diligently.
啊，能够分辨是不是真的使徒。
And they can distinguish the false apostles.
有的虽然在贫穷患难当中，但是他们坚守真道。
And some of the church, even though they were poor in the middle of tribulation,But they continue to keep their truth.
所以主耶稣说，你们看起来虽然是患难贫穷的，但其实是富足的。
That's why Lord Jesus said that even though you may appear to be poor and wretched, but in fact before me you are wretched.
那当然，每个教会也有它的一些软弱。
And of course, the seven churches, some of the church have its own weaknesses.
啊，主耶稣就借着这书信来提醒他们。促进他们的悔改。
And Lord Jesus, by utilizing seven letters that written by John to encourage them to repent and to improve.
那其实这七个教会啊，就是象征末世的神的教会。
And in reality, this seven church in the Revelation is symbolized God's church.At the end of the world.
不只是对当时的个别的教会所说的。
And not only specifically that referred to each individual church in the book of Revelation.
所以每一封书信的后面啊，都说圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳朵的都应当听。
And because that this letter was not just intended to those seven churches, but rather to everyone, that is why at the end of each the letter to the church, the Holy Spirit said, "He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches."
所以这几封书信呢、啊，其实都是对全体教会。
Therefore, in reality, that this seven letter is actually issued to all the church.
啊，我们也应当从当中学习，来得到一些勉励跟教训。
And from the seven letter, that we must able to learn encouragement and also teaching for our improvement.
我们看启示录第三章第一节。
Now let us turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 3.
启示录三章第一节。
The book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 1.
说你要写信给撒迪教会的使者说。
To the angel of the church in Sardis, write.
那有神的七灵和七星的说，我知道你的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。
And there are words, these are the words of him who hold the seven spirit of God and the seven stars.I know your deed, you have reputation of being alive, but you are dead.
在第二节
Verse 2
说你要警醒坚固那剩下将要衰微的
And wake up and strengthen what remains and is about to die.
因为我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的
For I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God.
第三节
Verse 3
所以要回想你是怎样领受、怎样听见的。
Remember, therefore, that what you have received and heard.
又要遵守，并要悔改。
Obey it and repent.
若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同劫一样。我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。
But if you do not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what time I will come to you.
这是主借着约翰写信给撒迪的教会。
And here is a letter actually written by the Lord Jesus through the hand of John to the church at Sardis.
撒迪是在小亚细亚的一个古城。
And Sardis it is an ancient town in the region of Minor Asia.
就是现在土耳其的大概南边，靠近南边的地方。
And today geographically it located on the south side of Turkey.
啊。曾经是利迪亚省的省府。
Oh, and once was the capital of the kingdom of Lydia.
那这个地方啊，现在的遗，从那个遗迹知道啊，说那边有不少的教堂的遗迹。
And now that you will find the remains of the church of the apostolic time.
古时候有很多的犹太人居住在这里，有犹太人，有当地人的信徒。
And in ancient times, there were many Jewish settlers in that region, and also many Christians dwell in that place.
啊，而是主写给这个撒迪的教会的信。
And this was a letter written by the Lord.To the Sardis.
主耶稣自己称说那有神的七灵跟七星的。
And the Lord Jesus, he himself declared that he is the one the who holds the seven spirits of God and the seven stars.
圣经里面这个七是象征完全数。
And the number seven in the Bible is symbolized perfect or perfection.
神的七灵是象征神的全备的圣灵。
And the seven spirit in the Bible, this all actually referred to the perfect Holy Spirit of God.
是有完全的智慧跟全能。
And have perfect wisdom and almighty.
耶稣基督本身是神成为人啊，借着圣灵怀孕。
And the Lord Jesus Christ, that he was God, came to this world.And born to be a man through the Holy Spirit.
他来到世界做人类的救主。
And for the purpose to come to this world to be the savior for all mankind.
圣经里面说啊，他有神，他是神本体的真相。
And the Bible tells us that he reflects the true deity of God.
他借着圣灵怀孕，也借着圣灵行事。
And not only that he was conceived from the Holy Spirit, but he was doing according to the will. of the Holy Spirit.
因为神是圣灵给他是无所限量的。
Because the Holy Spirit, the power the Heavenly Father has given him, was unlimited in power.
其实耶稣跟父神啊是合一的。
But in reality, as the Bible said, Lord Jesus and the Heavenly Father, true God, are one.
圣灵是父神的灵，也是耶稣基督的灵。
The Holy Spirit is not only the Father, but the Spirit of the Heavenly Father, but also the Spirit of Jesus.
要充满着教会，在教会里面做元首来治理教会。
And will fill the entire church and to be the true ruler of the church.
那这个七星啊，在第一章的后面有谈到，这是众教会的使者，众教会的领导者。
That you will find in Revelation chapter 1, it refers to the leader of the church of God.
说这个七星啊，是在主的手里。
And the Bible tells us the seven stars are in the hand of the Lord.
啊，所以教会的工人啊，是借着神所设立、所差派。
Therefore, the workers of God in church are established by God Himself.And also are at the disposal of God's will.
啊，顺如神的旨意来做各样的圣工。
And they must submit themselves to the will of God to accomplish all the tasks of God.
啊，他们也是在神的所里面，
and
得到神的保守眷顾。
And they are also in the hands of God to be cared and protected by God Himself.
所以主耶稣叫门徒说：“你们不要惧怕。”主管出去传道的。
And for this reason, Lord Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid. Go out and preach."
说你们看那个飞鸟啊，虽然很不值钱，但是天路不允许，它也不会掉下来。
And look at the birds in the air. That unless it's the will of the Heavenly Father, they will not fall from the sky.
你们比飞鸟贵重许多。
And how much more that you are more precious.
如果主不允许的话，你们连一根头发都不会掉。
And if it is not the will of God, then not even one hair from your head will fall from your will.
因为神会保守他的工人呐。
Because God will protect His workers.
好像人在保守眼中的瞳仁一样。
Just as the way that we will protect the pupils of our eyes.
所以保罗说啊。
That is why Paul said.
他会忠心地传扬神的道。
That he will faithfully preach the word of God.
因为他深信啊，主会保守他所交付给，天父给交付给他的。
Because he deeply believes that Lord Jesus will preserve those the Heavenly Father has given him.
我们看一下提摩太后书第一章。
Let's turn to Second Timothy chapter 1.
十二节。
Verse 12.
一章十二节。
Second Timothy chapter 1, verse 12.
十一节，这先看十一节。
Let's begin reading verse 11.
我为这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师父。十二节。
And verse 12.
为这缘故，我也受这些苦难。然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁。也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。保罗说到他奉派做传福音的，啊，受尽各样的苦难。
And Paul, that for the sake of the preaching of the gospel, that he was suffer in many ways, hardship and trouble.
他对所传扬的福音啊，有坚定的信念。
But concerning the gospel that he preached, that he was deeply convinced and believed.
他知道所信的是谁。
And he knew that who he believed in.
他知道福音的价值。
And he also understand the important value of the gospel.
他说他也深信他能够保全我所交付他的。
And he said that I also believe that he will guard the.Good of what I entrusted to him.
啊，小智的说啊，或者他所交托我的。
Or meaning the one that he has entrusted to me.
主耶稣交代我们来传，做成他的工，传扬福音。
And Lord Jesus entrusts us to do His work to preach the gospel.
其实主耶稣会亲自保守带领啊。我们所做的工作。
But in reality, Lord Jesus Himself is the one that will care and protect and guide our work.
那虽然有时候我们在 圣工上啊，也是会受到很多的阻挡困难。
And yet sometimes in doing the work of God, we may have many obstacles and hardships.
有时候受到逼迫，受到苦难。
And even sometimes we will be persecuted.
但是他说，我深信啊，他也能够保全我所交付他的。
And Apostle Paul says here, I deeply believe that he will guard what I entrusted to him.
所以一个工人啊，就把自己的前途、生命、家庭啊，就交托在神的手里。
And the workers of God, they will entrust their life, their work, their future into the hand of God.
因为主会保守眷顾。
Because God will protect them.
他会亲自带领。
Will lead them and care for them.
啊，所以这个七星啊是在神的手里。
Therefore, the seven stars are the worker who are in the hand of God.
啊，看未来启示录第三章。
And let's turn back to Revelation chapter
3. 那里主耶稣对撒迪教会啊有一个相当严厉的责备。
And here the Lord Jesus had a very stern rebuke toward the church at Sardis.
啊，讲得非常的严格。
And Lord Jesus said to them very sternly,
他说我知道你的行为
I know your deeds.
按你的名按名字你是活的其实是死的
You have a reputation of being alive, but you are dead.
啊，这是一个相当严厉的
And here is a very stern and serious accusation.
说按照名字是活的其实是死的
You have a reputation of being alive But you are actually dead
你知道我们信主啊称为基督徒
We know we come to believe in Jesus And have ourselves called as Christians
啊，称为耶稣基督的门徒
We become the disciples of Jesus
虽然名称啊是基督徒但是我们实质上要遵守神的道跟从主到底要为主发光
And in name that we are called Christian, but in reality that we need to obey the commandment of the Lord, to shine the light for the Lord, and to follow Lord Jesus to the end in our life.
所谓的基督徒啊，就是借着重生的洗，把我们的罪洗干净。
And to be a Christian is that through the washing of rebirth, our sin is washed away.
然后领受圣灵得到重生的新生命
and we receive the Holy Spirit and receive our new life
啊，然后借着主的道圣灵的感动帮助我们渐渐达到圣洁完全
and now that through the truth of God and through the help from the Holy Spirit that we gradually reach our perfection
啊，能够让耶稣基督啊成形在我们心中
and so that Lord JesusCan form in our heart.
啊，行事光明啊，好像光明之子。
And we do everything upright and just and act like the Son of Light.
这才是一个名实相符的基督徒。
Then we are truly a true Christian.
但是我们看到有一些啊，虽然是基督徒。
But you may see some who are Christian.
但是实际上只是名义上没有真正的得到赦罪，也没有从神那里来的印证。
But that in reality, that they are only Christian in names only. They never truly receive the forgiveness of sin from God, or that they have received seal to approve from God.
虽然有些人虽然信主了
For some, even though they have believed in the Lord,
但是在他们的行为上啊，充满着旧的行为，完全是一个旧人的样子。
But in their action, in their deed, they still act like the old self.
虽然说他认识神啊
Even though
信主了
to know God and believe in God,
但是所行的跟 都是跟道理违背的
But the things that they do contradict to the truth of God
所以是名义上的基督徒啊
Therefore these are the people who are only Christian in name only
没有真正的生命在他们里面
And for them they don't have true life of God in them
所以圣经里面说啊，这个信心要有行为来配合啊，才能够得到完全。
That is why the Bible tells us that our faith must combine with deed to make it perfect.
只是名义上、口头上信主，但实际上没有一个基督徒的样式，这是没有生命的。
But if we are only Christian in name only, but in our life we do not have the action and the deed to accompany it, then it's useless.
有时候虽然信主了
Yes, sometimes we may believe in the Lord already.
有时候当信徒很久了，但是却没有新生命的样式。
But that we believe in the Lord for a long time, we show no form of new life.
啊，就是有名无实的信徒。
Then we are only a Christian in name.
有的人虽然名册上有名呢，但是已经啊不守道理了。
For some, even though they have their name recorded in the life book of life, but they don't keep the truth anymore.
所以神深知像这样的人
，and God that knows this kind of people who they are，
这暗明是活的，其实没有真正的生命。
That is why the Lord Jesus said they have reputation of being alive, but they are dead。
在第二节里面讲到说啊，因为我见你的行为在我神面前呢、啊。没有一样是完全的。
And in verse 2, the Lord Jesus also says, For I have not found your deed complete in the sight of my God.
因为这个书信是写给教会的使者啊，就是教会的领导者。
And because the letter was written to the angel of the church, referred to the leader of the church.
这个领导者是教会的代表，也是教会的啊。关系到教会整个兴衰。
And the leader of the church, that he represents the face, the reflection of the church, and also are the one who will be responsible for the fall and rise of the church.
所以是说，我都给谁，都托谁，就像都谁都要。
And Lord Jesus, he said, to whom I give more, more will be required from them.
神对这个领导者的要求有特别高。
And God's requirement toward the leaders of the church are specifically high.
因为带领教会的人如果没有好的行为，他怎样去奉行教会，怎样做教会的模范？
Because those who serve as the leader of the church, if they do not have good deeds, how can they revive the church?
说在神来看呢、啊，没有一样是完全的。
And that here the Bible says that their deeds before God have not found to be complete.
也就是说，神对他们所做的工作和他们的啊。各样的崇拜啦，他们生活啊，给他们评语啊，说没有一样是及格的。
And the meaning that God's point of view toward their service, that toward their work, and toward the effort they put in, nothing is acceptable in God's standard.
那个启示录的十一章里面说
，In Revelation chapter 11, the Bible says.
说有一根苇子当作量度啊，要量神的殿跟祭坛，还有。殿中做礼拜的人。
And there is a reed that will be used to measure the temple, the altar, and the worshipper.
神的教会的建设啊，神会把它量，是不是按照神所预定的一些尺寸来建设
？And the church of God, the God will measure according to the specific measurement and the standard that God used.
啊，神殿中啊做礼拜的人啊，神也会把它量度。
And those who come to the temples of God to worship, God also have a specific standard to measure them.
我们在敬拜神啊，服侍神，我们存心是怎么样？虽然人看不出来。
When we come to worship God, now what is our true intention to come to the church? Nobody knows.
但是神是查看人心啊，内心肺腑的神。
But you know what? God knows because God, He can see through our heart and knows our thoughts.
神有一个量度啊，把它量。
And God have a standard to measure this kind of person.
这个撒迪教会的使者说，神把它量啊，说没有一样是完全的。
And for the angels at the church in Sardis, God measured them according to God's standard, and God found them not to be complete.
也就是说、啊，神给他们考试啊，几乎都不及格。
Meaning that they have failed the test that God gave them.
所以我们在服侍神呐、啊，很重要的不是我们要怎么样服侍，而是怎样按照神的旨意来服侍神。
Therefore, very important when we serve God in church, that it is not the how we want to do it, but rather are we doing it according to the will of God.
保罗说，有的是撒种的，有的是浇灌的。
And Paul he says some.So the seed, some will water the seed.
撒种浇灌都算不得什么。
But the one who sowed the seed and the one who watered counts for nothing.
唯有叫他生长的神。
But only God who made it grow.
但是每一个人按照自己所做的功夫啊，将来得自己的赏赐。
But every person according to their work they put in, they will receive their own rewards in heaven.
所以保罗说，他好像一个工徒啊，已经把地基立稳了。
And Paul, that he said, he's like a man who have set the foundation.
每一个人就在这个根基上来建造工程。
And every person will build on the foundation that has already been laid.
每一个人在这个工程上所建造的材料都不一样。
And every person, the material they use to lay on the foundation is different.
但是将来要用火试验，每人的工程就显露出来了。
But in the future, the all what they have built will be tested by fire, and the true quality will be shown.
有的是用金银宝石建造的，就能够存得住。
And some will build their house by gold and silver and the precious stone, and they will able to stand through the test.
所以。他们将来就能够得赏赐。
And in the future, they will receive their reward from God.
但是有的是用草木和铁建造的啊，火一烧就毁掉了。
Build their house on the foundation by using wood or the straws, and when fire comes and it burns, it's destroyed.
他们却要受亏损。
And they will suffer their loss.
所以有时候我们觉得说我们做的还不错。
Sometimes we may think.That we do a good job for God.
但是实际上，我们还有需要不断的一直在努力。
But in reality, there's still a great room for improvement.
啊，求神帮助我们不断的求进步。
We need to pray to God at all time to help us so that we can improve for the better.
虽然这个沙迪教会啊很软弱。
Even though the church at Sardis was very weak.
但是神并没有拒绝他们。
But God did not forsake that church.
我们看回来，启示录三章第二。
Please turn back to Revelation chapter 3, verse 2.
说你要警醒，坚固那剩下将要衰微的。
And the Lord said, "Wake up, strengthen, and what remains and is about to die."
啊，我们看第三节。
And that's 3, verse 3.
说所以要回想你是怎样领受，怎样听见，又要遵守，并要悔改。
Remember, therefore, what you have received and heard. Obey it and repent.
本来这个教会不是这个样子的。
At the beginning, the Sardis church was not in this kind of terrible condition.
一开始的时候也是一个热心的服侍神的教会。
And at the beginning, the church of Sardis was also a church with great fervency and strong faith in God.
但是时间久了，有时候受到一些世俗上的一些影响。
And often, as time drag on, the church that will be influenced by the society.
所以渐渐的俗化了，渐渐的软弱下去了。
And the church that start to worldly life and start to grow weak in faith.
后来变成一个有名无实的教会。
And later, the church become a church in name only without any power.
所以主教他们说，你们要回想你们本来是怎样领受、怎样听见的。
And that is why the Lord wants them to remember what they have received and heard from the beginning.
当我们想起我们起初信主的经过。
Now, let's think about the first time.At the beginning, how we come to believe in God.
我们经过怎样的查考，我们怎样的体验
？And how do we study the truth of God diligently? And how vivid was our personal experience in God?
让我们能够相信接纳。
And so with that, it helped us to believe and to accept in God with fervency.
我们经常去思想我们信主的过程，神的恩典呐、啊，可以帮助促进我们啊。
And if we go and often recall the how we come to believe in God and think about the grace of God that we have received, all this is going to help us to rekindle our faith.
啊，既然我们晓得那是正确的，就要悔改，恢复起初的信心，还又要遵守主的道道。
And since that we know that that was what is right, then that we need to return back to God.And we need to rekindle our faith in God.
唯有能够把启示的信心啊坚持到底的，才能够在得救里面有份。
And only those that who can maintain the faith they have from the very beginning to the end can be saved.
所以你们要警醒啊。
And you must be alert.
就是要醒过来，不要在沉睡当中。
Meaning that you must wake up and don't remain in your drowsiness.
因为这个睡觉跟醒着是两种不一样的状态。
Because for those who are awake and those who are asleep are in completely two different phenomena.
所以在罗马书十三章十一节里面说啊，现在是要趁早睡醒的时候了。
And that is why in the book of Romans, chapter 13, verse 11, Paul said, "Now is the time for you to wake up from your slumber."
因为得我们现在得救啊，比起初出现的时候更近了。
For your salvation is now nearer than when we first believed.
我们一个人在睡觉当中有时候做梦。
Sometimes in our sleep we will dream.
有时候梦到非常快乐的事情。
And we often may have a very sweet dream. That make us very happy.
当然有时候也会梦到一些比较紧张啊的事情。
Of course, sometimes we may have nightmare that cause us to be tense and nervous.
啊，有时候在快乐当中，有时候在那个悲伤，啊，难过当中。
And sometimes that we are in joy, and sometimes that we were in some sorrow and hardship.
但是当醒过来以后啊，那个梦境就消失掉了。
But after we awaken from our dream, everything in the dream disappears.
啊，就是变成一个现实的生活。
Now that we live in the life of reality.
啊，不管是你悲伤也好，快乐也好。
And regardless whether that you are happy or you're joyful.
啊，不管是你做了好梦或噩梦。
Regardless whether you have a sweet dream or a nightmare.
那个梦境醒过来以后啊，那个就消失掉了。
Now when you awaken from your dream, it's completely over.
我们说不要在那个睡梦当中，应当醒过来。
And the Bible tells us we must wake up from our slumber, from our dream.
因为很多人呢、啊，一直追求世上的利益，为着私欲所迷惑。
Because many people continue to pursue after the desire of the world, and as a result, they were enticed by the world.
圣经里面说啊，世人行动好像幻影一样。
And the Bible tells us that we move and we are like the mist.
啊，追求世上的财力享乐。
And we will seek after the wealth and the fame and the power of the world.
但是我们有一天人生结束了，那才是真正的永恒的世界。
But one day that when our life will come to an end, only then that we will enter into a true and everlasting world.
大卫王说啊。
King David, he said,
一般人都是有了财物以后，把这些财物留给祖孙，他就心满意足了。
And King David said, for ordinary people, when they have wealth, that they will be satisfied if they can remain their wealth for the use of their descendants.
但是神啊，你不要让我跟世人一样，你在今生有福分。
But that David, he prayed to the Lord and said, Lord, do not let me be just like common people, that where I only have blessing in this life.
我盼望将来有一天醒过来的时候，
I hope one day when I am awake,
能够面对面见你啊，
I can see you face to face.
那我就心满意足了。
Then I will be truly content.
所以我们应当了解真正的人生意义。
Therefore, it's important for us to understand the true meanings of life.
啊，不要在沉睡当中啊，应当醒悟过来，觉悟人生。
We must not continue to be drowsy and fall asleep, but rather we need to be awake and understand the true meaning of life.
啊，晓得我们人生的真正意义跟价值在哪里。
And to understand where the true value of our life lies.
说你如果不警醒啊，主会突然来到，那个时候就有祸了。
And here the Lord said to us, if you're not alert in a way, the Lord will come to us like a thief.
因为主耶稣说啊，他在末日的时候，他要再临来到世界。
Because Lord Jesus, he said to us, in the last day, he will come again.
啊，主来的时候啊，这个所有有行走的东西都废掉了。
And when Lord Jesus comes, all the elements.That will be burned with fire.
新天新地要实现。
A new heaven and new earth that will now appear.
所有的世人啊，不是善，不论善恶啊，都要站在神的审判台前。
And all mankind, whether good or evil, they will all need to stand before the judgment seat of God.
那个时候就要受到神公义的审判。
At that time, that we will need to face the righteous judgment of God.
说那个日子、那个时辰，没有人知道。
And as for time and the day of the second coming, no one knows.
说好像挪亚的日子，人照样吃喝嫁娶。
And as Bible says, like the time of the Noah, there are people continuing to be merry and to drink and eat and to be happy.
等到挪亚一家进方舟的时候啊，洪水就来啊，当时带着人灭了。
And only until the time when the family of Noah enter into the ark and close the door of the ark, the flood come and wash them all away.
主的日子是近了。
The day of the coming of the Lord is very near.
说他好像贼一样突然间临到。
And the Bible tells us that he will come in a sudden like a thief.
说那个时候有人两个人在推磨，就取去一个丢下一个。
And the Bible tells us the two that will be working together, the one will be taken away, the other remains.
两个人在耕田啊，取去一个丢下一个。
And the Bible also said two people working on the field, one will be taken away and one remains.
也就是说主来的时候啊，
And this means that when Jesus comes,
得救跟不得救的人就分开了。
That those who are saved and those who are not saved will be immediately separated.
所以我们要警醒预备啊。
That is why we need to be alert and we need to prepare ourselves.
啊，主来的时候，有的人虽然已经离世了。
And at the time, you may say, when Lord comes, some had already passed away.
所以那些人通通要活过来。
But the Bible tells us, those who have passed away, they will rise from their dead.
啊，约翰福音第五章里面说啊
，In John the chapter five, the Bible says，
说死人要听见神儿子的声音就活了。
The dead will hear the voice of the Son of God and they will rise again。
啊，凡在坟墓里面的人都要起来。
Anyone who is in their tomb that will arise。
行善的复活得生，作恶的人复活都定罪。
And those who do good that will receive life, and those who do what is wicked will be condemned.
啊，活着的人也是一样，有的得救，有的就被撇弃了。
And for those who are still alive when the Lord comes, some will be saved and some will be condemned.
所以我们不要认为说主在单言呐，其实是在宽容我们。
Therefore, that we must not think that God is delaying coming, but rather He is giving us more time.
所以我们要警醒。
We need to be alert.
他说要坚固那些衰微的。
And we must strengthen those who are weak.
虽然这个教会啊已经很衰弱了。
Even though the church was already very weak, about to die.
但是说还有一些啊衰微的。
But the Bible said they still have some strength remain.
说要坚固他们。
Must be strengthened.
我们看到主是一个相当慈悲怜悯的神。
We can see very clearly the Lord Jesus is a very kind and merciful Lord.
马太福音十二章里面说啊，压伤的芦苇他不折断。
And in the book of Matthew chapter 12, the Bible tells us a bruised reed that he will not break.
啊，江残的灯火啊，他不熄灭。
And also the withering smoke that he will not.
啊，虽然已经非常衰微了，只剩下一口气息了。
And even though it's very weak, maybe only a little breath remains in life.
但是神还是盼望这些呀、衰微的能够重新的复兴起来。
But Lord still hopes those who are weak that he once again may revive in their faith.
好像那个炭火要熄掉了，就把它加点柴扇一扇。让他能够重新的复兴起来。
And just like the coal about to diminish, the Lord will add more coal to it and get more air, and so that it will be lightened and fire will be started again.
所以对那些软弱的、迷失的
，Therefore to the weak and to those who are lost,
我们不要失去盼望。
Let us not give up on them.
我们要像主一样的爱心啊，怜悯的心肠。把他们挽回过来。
Now, just like the Lord, we must try to recall them with love and mercy of God.
啊，我们知道主再来的时候啊，得罪的人不会很多、啊。
And we know that when the Lord Jesus comes, only a few will be saved.
啊，我们看一下路加福音十三章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 13.
路加福音十三章
Luke chapter 13
verse 22，有一个人问他说，主啊，得救的人少吗？24节
and verse 23 and 24，
耶稣对众人说，你们要努力进窄门，我告诉你们，将来有许多人想要进去，却是不能。25节
Please also read verse 25.
即至家族起来关那门，你们站在外面客门，说主啊，给我们开门。他就回答说，我不认识你们，不晓得你们是哪里来的。我知道天国的门啊，门小路窄。
And we know, as the Lord Jesus told us, the road to heaven are narrow and the gate is very small.
他说找到的人少。
And only a few who find it, the Lord says.
他说反而有一个灭亡的道路啊，门很宽，路很大。
But the road that leads to destruction is very wide and the door is very big, easy to go in.
啊，进去的人很多。
And many find it.
那这里主耶稣在传道里的时候，有一个人问他。
And here, that when Jesus was preaching, one person came to ask him.
说主啊，得救的人是不是很少？
Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?
当然我们知道啊，得救的人不是多数，是少数。
And of course, we know that it will not be the majority of people to be saved, but minority.
啊，以色列民啊，出埃及600,000的兵丁啊。但是进那些兵丁进到迦南地的，大概只剩下两个人。
And we know for Israel, like for example, after they have crossed the Red Sea, the later out of the 600,000 strong men, only two remain to enter into the land of Canaan.
啊，很多人呐、啊、都不信呐、啊，扑倒在野地当中。
And many they die because of their unbelief.
但是主耶稣没有正面的回答这个人。
And Jesus, he did not answer directly to this person's question.
他说你要努力进窄门
But rather Jesus said make every effort to enter through the narrow door
将来有很多人想要进去却进不去
Because many I tell you will try to enter and will not be able
因为主把这个门路关起来以后啊想要进去客门啊主说我不认识你们啊
Because after the owner of the house the Lord closed the door even if you want to enter and knock on the door the Lord will say I don't know you
所以天国是努力进去的，努力的人就得到了。
That is why the Lord Jesus said, "Heaven are entered by those who are forceful, meaning that those who are diligent."
所以要紧的就是要努力进窄门。
Therefore, it's very important for us to make effort to enter into the narrow door.
所以在那个时候啊，有人要像主这样说，看26节。
But at that time, someone said to the Lord, verse 26.
那时你们要说我们在你面前吃过喝过
Then you will say that we ate and we drank with you
你也在我们的街上教训过人
And you taught in our streets
他要说啊我告诉你们我不晓得你们是哪里来的
But he will reply I don't know you or where you come from
你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧
Away from me all you evildoers
说你们要看见亚伯兰、以撒、雅各众先知都在神的国里。
But you will see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all the prophets in the kingdom of God.
你们却要被赶到外面，在那里哀哭切齿。
But you yourself will be thrown outside, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
29节。
Verse 29.
从东、从西、从南、从北，将有人来在神的国里坐席。
The people will come from the east and the west, the north and the south, and will take their places at the feast in the kingdom of God.
30节。
Verse 30.
说主是在前，在后的将要在前了、啊，在前的将要在后了。
But indeed, there are those who are last who will be first, and the first who will be last.
所以，神的国是努力不断的努力的人才能够进。
Therefore, the kingdom of heaven that can only be entered by those who put in the effort and those who are diligent.
所以希伯来书里面说啊，我们不是那些、啊、退后入沉沦的人。
And that's why the book of Hebrews says we are not those who shrink back and perish.
我们是不断的进步，一直达到得救的那些。
But rather, we are those who continue to make improvement until we reach the.Goal of our salvation.
因为我们的信仰如果停滞不前、啊、我们就会落后了。
Because if we let our faith to stand still, then we will fall behind.
我们一定要往前、啊、往着标杆不断的直。
We must continue to strive forward toward our goal of salvation.
那回来启示录的第三章。
And please turn back to the book of Revelation, chapter 3.
启示录第三章。
Revelation, chapter 3.
第四节。
Verse 4.
三章四节
Revelation chapter 3 verse 4
说然而在撒迪你还有几名是未曾污秽自己衣服的，他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。第五节
Verse 5，
凡得胜的必要这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名，且要在我父神面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。说在撒迪教会还有几名是没有污染过衣服的。
And Lord Jesus said at the church in Sardis that they were still few people who have not soiled their clothes。
虽然这是一个，这个撒迪是一个算起来是冷淡的教会啊。
Even though the church of Sardis is a weak church。
主耶稣说他们名是活着，但是实际上是没有生气的。
And Lord Jesus said to them, even though they have the reputation of being alive, but they are dead。
但是这里讲到说还有几名是没有，是未曾污染过自己衣服的。
But Lord Jesus said here in this church that he still found a few members who have not soiled their clothes。
这个未曾污秽衣服啊，就是能够坚守神的道而不玷污世俗的。
And those who have not soiled their clothes refer to those who continue to uphold the truth of God and it is not the same stained by the worldly practice。
虽然在一个很不好的环境当中啊，但是这少数人能够除尽罪恶，能够保守圣洁，能够坚守真道。
Even though they were in a very harsh and difficult environment, but they can still keep themselves pure and keep the truth of God。
所以主说啊，他们要穿白衣与我同行。
And because of this, the Lord said that they will dress in white and walk with me。
因为他们是配得过的。
Because they are worthy。
因为他们蒙恩啊，成圣已经完成得救的功夫。
Because they have received the grace of salvation and have been completely sanctified and finished the work of salvation。
所以能够好像主一样的圣洁啊，能够安然见主，能够与主同行。
And they are holy and they are pure, just like the Lord, and they can see the Lord in confidence and walk with Him。
说凡是得胜的人啊，就要像这样的穿白衣。
That is why the Lord said here, for those who overcome, like them, who are wearing white.
这个白衣是得胜的一种记号。
And to dress in white, it is a sign of victory.
因为能
already dressed us with white and pure, clean linen.
但是我们要持守这一件白衣啊，能够永远保持圣洁光明。
But it's very important for us to keep our white garments white and clean.
好像一个装饰整齐的新娘啊，要来迎接主的带领。
And just like a bride is well dressed and prepared for the coming of the bridegroom。
啊，这是主给这个得胜的人第一个应许，就是这样穿白衣。
And this is the first promise the Lord gave to those who overcome, that they shall dress in white。
那再来说啊，我必不从生命册上涂抹他的名。
And the Lord also promised them that He will never blot their name out of the book of life。
那古时候的以色列民呢、啊，他们都有那个家谱名册。
And the Israelites in the past, they all have their own books of genealogy。
啊，不只是这样啊，说神的选民在天上也有他们的名字。
And not only so, but the Bible also tells us the chosen one of God in heaven, they also have a book to have their name to be recorded。
所以这个生命册啊，就是记载神的子民。在天上的一种名册。
Therefore, the book of life, that it is a book in heaven which records the citizen of God.
凡是名字记在天上生命册上的，就能够得救。
Anyone who have their name recorded in the book of life will be saved.
他说得罪神的，他的名字啊，就要从这个册上把它涂抹掉。
And those who sin offend God, their name in the book of life will be blotted away.
我们看诗篇的六十九篇。
And please into Psalm number 69.
诗篇六十九篇二十八节。
Psalm number 69.
69的二十八节。
Psalm number 69, verse 28.
说愿他们从生命册上被涂抹，不再不得记录在义人之中啊。
May they be blotted out of the book of life and not be listed with the righteous.
说有一些恶人啊，罪人啊，说要把他们从这个生命册上涂抹掉。
And for those who are evil and wicked, their name will be blotted out of the book of life.
因为这个生命册啊，是记载得救的义人的名册。
Because the book of life is for the saved to record the name of the righteous, those who will be saved.
出埃及记的三十二章里面。
In the book of Exodus, chapter 32,
因为以色列民犯了大罪啊，去拜金牛。
And because the Israelites, they have committed great sin against God by worshiping golden oxen.
摩西到神的面前啊，在那里痛哭，向神祷告。
And Moses, they went before God on their behalf and cried and repented for the Israelites.
他向神说啊，神啊，希望你能够饶恕赦免这些以色列民。
And Moses, he prayed to the Lord and said, please forgive the sin of Israel.
啊，不然的话，连干脆连我的那个名字也从生命册上除掉了。
And Moses said, if not, then blot me out of the book that you have written.
当然，摩西啊，为着百姓求啊，那个爱心啊，愿意用自己的灵命来唤起以色列百姓。
And of course, Moses, with great love, he's willing to sacrifice his own spiritual life for the sake of the Israelites who have sinned against God.
这是他非常伟大的爱心。
And this truly shows great love of Moses.
这是神对摩西说啊，谁得罪我，我就从册上涂抹他的脸。
But the Lord replied to Moses and said, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book.
所以凡是得救的神的子民啊，都在天上生命册上有份。
And those who are being saved, that their name will be recorded in the book of life in heaven.
但是一个人如果离开了神呢、啊、这个名字就会被涂抹掉。
Departed away from God, their name from the book of life will be blotted away.
所以耶利米书十七章十三节说啊，那些离开神的恶人呢、啊，他们的名字是写在土里面。
And that is why the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17, verse 13, tells us.That those wicked, that their name will be blotted away from the book and be written in the dust.
我们得到赦罪了，我们得到圣灵的印记了。
And we have received forgiveness of our sins, and we have also received the seal of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵给我们盖印，证明我们是神的儿女。
Because Holy Spirit gave us the seal as the proof that we are the children of God.
我们的生命跟基督一同藏在神里面。
And our life together with Christ that will remain in God.
当主耶稣再临的时候，我们这个永远的生命就要显现出来。
And when Jesus comes again, that this everlasting life of ours that will appear.
要是我们离开神呢、啊，或者是我们得罪神，圣灵失去了。
If we departed from God, or we have sinned against God, and we lost our Holy Spirit,
我们在天上的名字就没有了。
Then our name in heaven, in the book of life, will be blotted away.
所以我们很重要，在天上的生命册上有名啊，重要。
It's very important for us to have our name recorded in heaven, in the book of life.
地面上什么名分啊，那个都不是重要的。
And the name, the status on earth, is not important.
耶稣的门徒出去传道赶鬼。
The disciple of Jesus went out to preach the gospel to cast out demons.
他们非常高兴回来，向主耶稣说。
And they returned with great joy and said to the Lord,
主啊，你的名很好用啊，我们奉你的名赶鬼啊，魔鬼都怕我们。
And they replied to the Lord and said, Lord, your name indeed have authority, even the demons.Submit to us in your name.
主耶稣说啊，你们不要因为魔鬼服了你们高兴。
But Lord Jesus said to them, do not be joyful because the demons have submit to you.
你们要因为你们的名字被记在天上的生命册上来高兴。
But rather that you must be joyful because your name are recorded in the book of life in heaven.
说按将来末日审判的时候。
And in the future, in the last day at the time of the judgment.
凡名字在生命册上的就能够得救。
Anyone who has their name recorded in the book of life in heaven will be saved.
其实里面说另外有一个册子，一些案件。
But in the book of Revelation also tell us there is another book.
将来审判的时候，这些案件都展开了。
And at the time of the judgment, that this book will be opened for judgment.
还要按照这些案件里面所记载的人的行为来实行审判。
And according to what was recorded that in this book concerning our deed and our actions, God will judge us.
所以，生命册是得救的名册。
Therefore, the book of life is the book of salvation.
另外有一些案件是记载人行为的测试。
And there is also another book that records all our deeds and actions while we are alive.
人所行的一切啊，都记在这里面。
And whether good or evil is all recorded in this book.
马拉基书第三章里面这样说。
And in the book of Malachi, chapter 3, the Bible says.
说敬畏神的人啊，他们彼此谈论啊，神都侧耳在听。
Those who fear God, the God will listen to their words and conversation.
并且有册子啊，把他们记录下来。
And God is attentive to their saying, and a book records down all their deeds.
所以我们信主的人呢、啊，我们的名字已经在生命册上了，我们要守住真理呀、啊。
And for us who believe in the Lord, our name has been recorded in the book of life. Therefore, we must keep the truth of God.
不能够犯罪离开神。
And we must not commit sin to depart from God.
如果犯罪了，圣灵离开不住在我们身上啊，就失去了生命。
And if we have sinned, the Holy Spirit depart from us, then we lost also our spiritual life.
他说，凡是名字记在生命册上的，父神要认他。也要在众使者的面前认他。
And the Bible said, those whose name is recorded in the book of life, Lord Jesus said, not only I will acknowledge him, but I will also acknowledge him in front of my Father and the angels.
所以得胜的人呢、啊，有三样的应许。
Therefore, for those who overcome and are victorious, the Lord gives them three promises.
能够穿上圣洁荣耀的。白衣呀、啊，与主同行。
And first, that they will be able to dress in glorious and white garments to walk together with our Lord.
名字能够记录在生命册上。
And second, their name will be recorded on the book of life.
主要在父神还有众使者的面前认他。
And third is the Lord will acknowledge them in front of His Father and His angels.
因为他们是属于主名下的人，能够为主所爱，得主祝福。
Because they are the ones that who belong to the name of the Lord and found favors in the sight of the Lord. Let's pray in silence.